Here's a romance story you won't see on the front of a paperback or anywhere else. It starts with a well-meaning matchmaker, NPR's Neva Grant.
I know this guy, and you probably know him too. Him or someone like him.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a few questions so we can find the right flight. Here goes.
He's better than a lot of the others. Friendly, not cloying. And he's a good listener.
Let's make sure I've got it right. I think you said Boston. Is that correct? Please say yes or no.
It's one of those state-of-the-art recordings that some companies use to make automation sound more like conversation. And the conversation can feel so real, in fact, that you start musing about the inner longings, the unrevealed soul of this man.
Sorry, I didn't understand you.
And let's give him a name while we're at it. Tom, the flight information guy. Now, don't you think he could use a little someone in his life?
Hi, this is Amtrak. I'm Julie.
Perfect. The train lady.
This is Amtrak's new speech recognition system.
And she has so much in common with Tom. She likes travel. She likes to apologize.
Sorry, I didn't understand. My mistake.
And now that you've met Julie and Tom, don't you kind of wonder if they'd hit it off? We can get him to call her, you know.
Let's get started. Do you know the train number you'd like? Please say yes or no.
No.
What city are you departing from?
Houston, Texas.
It's like they've known each other forever. She asks if he wants to make a train reservation, and he feeds her all the right lines.
3 p.m.
And what's the arrival city?
San Francisco, California.
There are 5 stations in San Francisco, California. Which one is it? You can choose.
Okay, so this proves that 2 pre-recorded voices can find each other. But frankly, this relationship has nowhere to go. They don't have enough words to work with. Then again, it's Valentine's Day. What if we could liberate Tom and Julie from their constricting vocabularies and just, you know, let them talk? Here, we'll even supply a little ambiance.
Hi, I'm Tom.
I'm Julie.
You've got great diction, you know that?
Yes, you too.
And you're friendly without being cloying.
Great.
Are you also a little lonely? Please say yes or no.
Yes.
Me too.
So, do you hear a little something?
Okay.
A little spark?
No.
Hmm? Before you know it, they're planning a weekend getaway.
I can help. Just name a city and state.
San Francisco, California.
Great. Tell me the date we'd like to fly.
Actually, I prefer to take the train.
Okay. Hold on while I look up flights to San Francisco, California.
I'm sorry. You're having trouble understanding me. I said I prefer the train.
Sorry. Are you afraid to fly? Please say yes or no.
It's not a yes or no answer. Most situations have gray areas, you know. There's a little something called subtlety.
You think the word subtlety isn't in my vocabulary?
Okay, so it's starting to bog down. Well, at least it's realistic.
Let's just get it straight. If you see any future in this relationship, we're taking the train to San Francisco. Got it? Say yes or no.
You're kind of a control freak, aren't you?
You're not even listening to me.
No, I'm just having trouble understanding you.
Ugh, that is such a line.
Oh, sorry. My mistake.
No, my mistake. Call me back when you can act like a human being. Goodbye, loser.
Loser.
Look, Julie and Tom, wherever you are, don't let this get you down. It's your first try, and there are a million other voices out there. And many of them are going to be calling both of you very soon. Neva Grant, NPR News.